She left a necklace and never retrieved it. I left a message meandering gently amidst our secrets. The clasp is broken, but you know me, I tend to keep the pieces. Shards and shoeboxes still sharp. Loving rockets and showers, sparks. White lightning in a mine shaft and black as a cold heart. Blacker than before. A glass yacht, Gordon Park. Cyclops in its maze. Afraid I hear sticks sharpen in the dark. Surrounded by the bones of those I slain. But God knows my heart.
Look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent Show. This will be happening from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, November 4th, join the Transfer Club for their open meeting. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Hunt Union Student Association Clubhouse. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, be sure to join the Jewelry Making Club for their general meeting, happening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join First Generation and Office of Student Experience for their Stuff a Dragon event, part of the First Gen Celebration Week. This will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. On Friday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for their Intersection Series, Indigenous Gender Before the Binary, with Two-Spirit guest speaker Kelly Blair. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Saturday, November 8th, join SUNY Oneonta Sustainability for their community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Diaz Street in town. On Sunday, join the Outdoor Adventure Club on their trip to Trout Pond in the Catskills. You can sign up for their amazing trips at the Outdoor Programs office in Hunt Union. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked. Let's ride.
The city's shadow.
Price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. It's odd until it's not. Price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. It's odd until it's not. The price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. The price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. It's odd until it's not. The price I pay for pop. Give up all I got. First they think it's odd. Then they think it's hot.
I'll be back soon, another day. Forever, don't you ever
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Aren't you really supposed to know that feel it in your bones and own that I don't know. Then I had this interaction I've been thinking about for like 5 weeks. Wonder if he's thinking about it too and smiling. Wonder if he knows that that's been what's inspired me. Wonder if he's judging me like I am right now. I don't care. I'd rather tell the truth, than make it worse.
Job as a mailman. I heard you're playing around in a couple bands. Wish I could come to the show, but I understand. Can't just walk in like any other fan. But I always loved the way you play guitar. You've got style, no one's doing it like you are. In the cities there's a bridge where lovers put locks on the rails and throw their keys into the river beneath. We were two such suckers, but the metal weighs down the bearings and the city has to cut the bolts. If our spell wore off, maybe it's all their fault. So tight we got stuck.
I'm a miss spiraling your books to read your notes in the margin. The closest I came to reading your mind. The answers to the questions only made more questions. I hope you're never fully satisfied, but I wanted to be there the day.
at my new house. Packed it on accident when I was moving out. Probably wrong to think of them as your gifts to me. More like victims of my sentimentality.
Man, it's hard to quit while you're ahead. Letting the best laid plans become empty threats. But I meant every word I said when I said it. That we built meant the world to me.
When one world ends, the other worlds keep spinning.
find another way though.
Thank you.
Walking around in a rose-colored dream. Neverland, just my shadow and me. We dance through the night, spinning round and round. Trouble comes, trying to knock on my door. Pain in red, it can't reach me no more. I'm staying alive, 6 feet underground. The grass is always green. I never want to leave. I tell myself that it's a happy world. Found my own little place I can hide. Kinda dark, but at least it's all mine. I
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Oneonta, New York.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent